Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Monthly training, full access to all our business resources, and a private member forum powered by Slack. Come build a better business with hundreds of your fellow entrepreneur architects and me at Entree Architect Membership. Enroll now, free, for 30 days at entrearchitect.com. My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. This is episode 248, and this week I'm with Todd Redding of Charette Venture Group. The annual CVG Architecture Business Plan competition is back, and whether you win the grand prize or not, we're talking about how you can take your business to the next level just by participating in this transformative program. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, RCAT, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more at RCAT.com. FreshBooks, the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. Spend less time on accounting and more time doing the work that you love. And Revit Rocketship. Learn Revit the fast and easy way with a powerful online course developed by the guys over at F9 Productions. From first-time users to seasoned pros, Revit Rocketship will show you how. Todd Redding, welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you back here again. This is number 5, I believe. You were here very early on. I think this is episode 248, I think that is.
It's crazy that it's 248 episodes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You were here at episode 60, I think, for the first time, and we were talking about the business plan competition, and you were introducing Charette Venture Group to the Entree Architect community way back in, I think it was 2015. I think we were talking about the second business plan competition at that time.
Yeah. That's
episode 103 was 3 roadblocks experienced by every entrepreneur architect and what to do about it. These are all great episodes. That's why I want to bring them up. I want people to go back. This is evergreen stuff. And go check out episode 103. That's the roadblocks. Episode 151 is how to grow your architecture firm. Just gives you some good strategic information there. And then just this past March, you were back. Lessons learned from investing in 15 architecture firms. Are you beyond 15 now?
We are
15. How many are you invested in now?
Well, somebody asked me that yesterday, and I actually told them I lost count. But we'll be. In January, I know we'll be over 20.
Oh, wow. That's great. That is great. So they can go back to episode 210 back in March and learn about the lessons you learned from working with 15 and now 20 architecture firms. Let me do a really brief intro on who you are and what you do. You're the president and CEO of Charette Venture Group. And Todd has served in many roles in both private and sector, private sector and nonprofit organizations, while serving as the vice president of alumni and development at Grinnell College in Iowa. He earned an MBA from Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management. He was named president and CEO of ASI Signage Innovations in 2008. And in 2011, he was among the first employees of the software startup Funnelwise. Todd is a adjunct lecturer on entrepreneurism at the University of Iowa and the chair of the board of trustees of Grinnell Regional Medical Center. And Charette has been an early supporter and an investor here at Entree Architect, and has been on the, you know, on the podcast, has written articles, and has been a tremendous supporter in the growth of where we are today. So Todd, I just want to thank you again for all of the support that you've given us here at Entree Architect, both as an investor, as a friend, and just as a you know, fellow, someone who's concerned and wants to help the small firm architects in the profession of architecture. So thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mark. I appreciate all of that.
Let's get an update on Charette. You've gone from 15 to 20 since March. And so what's going on over at Charette in terms of your team? I think your team has grown also. And what are some of the investments that you made, and what type of firms do you invest in, and how has Charette changed in the last year or so?
Wow. That last one is a big question. I can't believe it's been 3 years since you and I first started talking about this. And it's just, the time has gone very, very fast. You know, in year one, we were very much like any other startup, really just figuring it out. I think in our first show, you know, I sort of described my journey of interviewing literally hundreds of small firms around the world, trying to discover what their core challenges were and are, and then trying to build some business model around how to help them solve those challenges. And it's just amazing how far we've come. Today we are, there are 10 of us on the team, and we are spread from literally from New York City to Mexico City.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Talk about how the team is distributed and how that works? Because you don't have a physical office anywhere.
We don't. You know, it's just, it's amazing how the team has grown. It's really been through, an evolving network in this space. And, you know, Rena Klein joined us full time, about 2 years ago. And through Rena's, you know, her network, her knowledge, her experience, we've been able to just continue to build on this group of people that are, you know, dedicated to helping these small firms grow. And they have, everyone has sort of a different level of experience in the architecture space. Emily Hall, our VP for marketing, is, you know, she's frequently says that she's done every job in an architecture firm except being an architect. And that's, and that's pretty, you know, pretty similar to most of the experiences of the people on the team. They've had some, you know, some of them have degrees in architecture, and some of them have never worked in an architecture firm. But they all have some, you know, skill sets that are applicable to the small firm, everything from web design to financial management, to helping them hire and recruit staff. You know, we do everything related to running an architecture firm except architecture. And that's what we do every day. We spend every day either on site or on video calls with our investment partners, talking through their challenges and needs and, you know, setting goals. Right now we're deep into creating strategic plans for 2019 for every firm. So that's kind of the stuff that we do. And I'm just very blessed to have a really talented team that we actually have a lot of fun in a virtual environment.
What does a typical investment partner look like?
Well, typically, I'm not sure there is such thing as typical. I had hoped and thought when we first started down this path in 2015 that it would be very formulaic. You know, I would find a firm that meets these criteria. We would apply this set of skills and services. It would create growth. It would create revenue. And it just turns out the world's not that perfect, right? Everything.
Especially in architecture.
That's right. Every firm is different. Their needs are different. The way they approach problems and decision-making is different. And so we have to really adapt to that. But ideally, we're looking for firms that are under 10 employees to start with, typically, you know, somewhere around half a million in annual revenue. And the owners of the firms really understand what they need. They understand that it's very, very difficult for them to move beyond that level and become really profitable and growth-oriented without some significant support. And that's really why we exist.
So the business plan competition, which is just the registration just opened in November 15th. And so what is the business plan competition and how does it work and why do you do that?
Well, so our mission is to help small firms become better businesses. And when I say firms, we're really focused on architecture firms, but we have relationships with landscape architecture, interior design, engineers. But our primary focus is really the small architecture firm space. And so our mission is to really help those small firms become better businesses. So we do a lot of things that really don't generate revenue for us, but help us fulfill that mission. We speak all over the country at AIA events all of the time. We'll do webinars and workshops ourselves. You know, just things that we can do to get the word out about our mission, what we do, and the resources that are available to these small firms. And the competition is really probably the biggest thing we do in a year to expand exposure of Charette Venture Group. But it also really creates, an incentive for firm owners to spend some time into really planning out what next year looks like. I mean, if you own a small firm, and it's, today's November 28th, you're getting ready to close out your fiscal year and start another one. You know, we think it's a healthy business practice to really have a solid plan in place for where your firm is headed next year and what your revenues look like, what your market focus is going to be, what kind of goals you're going to achieve. We think that that exercise is really important. It's not so much about the piece of paper that's created through the event, but it's about the exercise of really thinking through a lot of those issues. So many small firm owners, and all of your listeners know this, they're just reacting to everything that's hitting them every day. And it's very difficult for them to take the time to sit down and really think through the future of the business and work on the business. And so we hope the competition becomes an incentive to get them to do that. It's totally free. You know, all you have to do is go to our website and register. And by registering, all that is giving us your name and email address and a little information about your firm. And then we'll send you some helpful tips and hints to really help you through the next phase, which is the submission of an executive summary. And, an executive summary is kind of that overview of where your firm is headed. And we think that in itself is a valuable exercise to really, have some type of vision in place for where your firm is headed. So that's why we do it. We do it to really incentivize small firm owners to spend time planning. We do it to get the word out about what CVG is and what we do, and to really impact this space of small firms in the United States and Canada.
So just by registering, they're going to see a benefit because you provide some information and content that helps them develop an executive summary, which is the very beginning of putting together a business plan.
Yep, that's absolutely right. I mean, registering is just such a simple, easy activity. We don't sell the list. We don't, we don't do anything deceptive with this information. We're just trying to motivate small firm owners to really take the steps towards creating that plan for next year.
Yeah, this is one of the most valuable things around for small firms. I've been on the jury and an active member of your team for since the beginning.
Since we started,
2014. I think I'm the only one who's been on every jury.
Yes, that's right.
And I do that because I support you. I think this is important. I think this is a way to get small firm architects motivated and incentivized to do this. This is something that we should all be doing. This isn't an option. This is not something that it's a benefit. Maybe we should have a business plan. We should all have business plans. If we're in business, we should have business plans. And that being on the jury and hearing the people who register and present to us, the number one thing I hear after it's all over is, I'm so glad I did this because now I have a business plan. Whether they won or not, they see the value in being part of this competition.
Yeah, we hear it all the time. And, you know, I wish we could have a $100,000 grand prize, you know, so that we could really incentivize every firm. It surprises me that, you know, thousands of firms don't register for the competition. It's usually in the hundreds, but nevertheless, I think it is a valuable exercise, and we hope that we bring value to the topic, you know, and awareness of the importance of the topic.
And there is a prize for the winner,
right?
So what's the prize?
Well, and we're still, you know, I'm just about every day I'm making calls and trying to recruit sponsors and assemble that prize. But we're committed to at least $5,000 in cash and prizes. I'd like to make that bigger and better. We did get a great sponsorship by Harvest, the time tracking software. Great partners have been very supportive of us. Monograph has been very supportive of us. And you, Mark, Entree Architect, we appreciate your partnership as well. So we're trying to really assemble what that total prize package looks like. Entrepreneur.com was kind enough to offer some online subscriptions to the winners, one-year subscriptions to their website. And of course, the winner will get all expenses paid trip and lodging to the AIA National Convention at Las Vegas, where we can announce them as the winner and recognize them at our reception.
Yeah, and that's the best part in my mind, is that the winner gets flown out to the AIA Conference on Architecture, and we have a big party and have a good time and celebrate the winner.
Well, yeah, and the winner gets to spend some serious time with some very experienced architects and business people, not only on the Stevie G team, but, you know, our jurors are no strangers to success.
Let's take a quick break to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect, RCAP, FreshBooks, and Revit Rocketship. For years, when I needed information on manufacturers' products, I headed straight to Google. And then I sifted through the hundreds of results to find the one or two that might be the link to the product that I'm looking for. And more often than not, that link was not what I was seeking. It was outdated or didn't meet my requirements, so I went back to the search engine and started all over. This could take all afternoon to find the one or the two or the three products that I needed. Does that sound familiar? I'm sure it does. There is a better way. RCAT.com. Find what you're looking for in seconds. Building product information, BIM, CAD, and custom specifications using their exclusive tool, SpecWizard. And keep it all online in one place using their cloud-based project organization tool, Charette. So make RCAT a part of your efficient project workflow. Just type entrearchitect.com/RCAT so they know that you came from us. Put that into your internet browser and add it to your favorites, and then visit RCAT for every project. Find what you need fast and make more money on every project. EntreeArchitect.com/RCAT. That's EntreeArchitect.com/ARCAT. Our friends at FreshBooks have been supporting us here at the Entree Architect podcast for a long time now. They've been a platform sponsor for well over 2 years. So thank you, FreshBooks. So you've heard me talk about FreshBooks a lot here at the Entree Architect podcast. Every episode, in fact, for quite a long time now. But did you know how FreshBooks actually was created, how it came to life? Well, it happened when their founder, Mike, accidentally saved over an invoice, and he kind of snapped. He was using Microsoft Word to bill his clients. He had studied accounting at school, but found that every accounting software on the market was built for some other business, not for him. He was frustrated. He wanted something different, something better, something that was designed for him, a self-employed professional. So he built it. Today, millions of people use FreshBooks, and on average, FreshBooks customers save about 16 hours a month. 16 hours a month. What could you do with an extra 16 hours? Getting started with FreshBooks is ridiculously easy. Most people send their first invoice seconds after starting their free trial. And the same goes for time tracking, managing expenses, collaborating with contractors, and viewing financial reports. So give FreshBooks a try. It's free for 30 days. Just visit entrearchitect.com/freshbooks and then let them know that we sent you by sharing Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's entrearchitect.com/freshbooks to access your free, unlimited 30-day trial. Revit Rocket Ship is a new online course developed by our friends Alex Gore and Lance Psycho over at F9 Productions. They're the guys from the Inside the Firm podcast. Their new online course will get you up and running with Revit fast and easy. It's completely different from anything else available online. You're going to learn how to model in Revit just like it gets built. And you won't even need to start from scratch. Alex provides you with a complete ready-to-go template to get started. It's the actual Revit template that his firm, F9 Productions, has developed over the past decade and uses today. He'll walk you through their proven method of developing a Revit model and end up with a completed set of construction drawings that you can use for your portfolio or reference when you develop your next project. Revit Rocket Ship is based on years of experience using the software and teaching Revit at the university level, so they know how to get you up and running fast and easy. I love that Alex and Lance are sharing their knowledge, and I want you to check out Revit Rocket Ship. Register today for Revit Rocket Ship at entrearchitect.com/revit. That's entrearchitect.com/revit. RCAT, FreshBooks, and Revit Rocket Ship. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. This lineup for the jury, I'm so excited this year on who the jury is this year. Could you want to talk about who's on the jury?
Yeah, Susan Sinaski. And Susan, I hope I get your last name correct. I've practiced it. But Susan is the Director of Design Innovation at Metropolis and has published a book on design that's on Amazon. And then the next juror is Art Gensler, founder of Gensler, which I'm sure everyone listening recognizes that name. Art has agreed to be a juror. And then Matt Ostenek, who is actually the founder of Charette Venture Group, is going to be the juror along with you, Mark. We really appreciate you doing it for us again. Everyone that registers and submits their executive summary, I mean, you're going to get feedback and your plan is going to get reviewed by this group of really experienced people. And if you make it to the finalist round, you'll have the opportunity to present your plan to the jurors. And Mark, you can talk a little bit about what those presentations look like, but if I were an entrepreneur, you know, having an opportunity to discuss my plan with a panel like this would be a really, really valuable experience.
Yeah, it's such an opportunity, especially seeing there's no cost to this. This is just your investment in time. This is an opportunity that you should definitely not pass up. Not only do you have the incentive to do this, but then you have the oversight and support of the CBG team, and you're going to have access. If you're a finalist, to have access to this jury with Art Gensler and Susan Sinaze and Matt and myself to help you punch up that business plan and really launch your business to the next level. It's really an opportunity that only comes around once a year when this business plan competition comes around. You want to talk about some of the winners and who they were or who they are and what they do, sort of get an idea of who's won?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll start with Delve Design in Indianapolis. Amanda Whalu was kind enough to be a juror with us last year, but the Delve team, I guess, Mark, was that 2015?
15,
yep. Just a great firm that has really grown into a very strong presence in Indianapolis, have been influential in the industry, and just really impressed with those guys. They put together a presentation, and I think we were in Atlanta, that was just stellar. A great team that's done great work and is still going strong. Last year, the JAMS Collective was the winner, that presented a really innovative idea that's quite similar to Charette Venture Group's sort of way of doing business, but they're trying to assemble a wide range of resources and to provide these resources in sort of a membership model to firms that can't afford full-time resources like legal and accounting and so forth. It was a really creative concept. They were last year's winner, and I can't remember, Mark, in 2014.
2016 was Arch 406 out in Montana. It was Brian and Nick and Jeff.
Right, in Billings. And they have a great, really creative combination of design and having an actual workshop where they're building various models of the things that they're creating. It was really
That's a really a neat model. They have this workshop that's basically attached to their studio, and they design whatever they want to design, and then they come out and prototype it, and then they build it. And
yeah,
really, really interesting. And then that same year, the honorable mentions were Love Shack Architecture, Lindsay Love and Lindsay Shack, also in Montana. Right. Montana and Idaho, right? They're
correct.
Two different places. And then our friend Earl Parson, Clever Moderns, who was just on the show just a couple of weeks ago. And he was an honorable mention as well back in 2016. This competition, and he mentioned this competition, we talked about it for a little bit in that recent episode on how this competition was the thing that launched Clever Moderns. It was the incentive for Earl to develop Clever Moderns and build it into what it is today and what it has grown into. You can go back to that episode and listen to what it's grown into. He credits this business plan competition as the thing that get him started. 2014 was 1159 Studio, Scott Larrick in Austin, Texas with the, right. I think he did ADUs. Right. Also that same year, Latent Design, Catherine Darnstadt was an honorable mention that year too.
That's right. I had forgotten that.
It's all on your website, my friend. I'm checking the website out right now.
Yeah, definitely. And I encourage everybody listening to check out our website and to visit it frequently. We're trying to do a better job of adding new content that would be useful to small firm owners, white papers and various workshops. I'm embarrassed to say that we spend so much time focusing on our investment partners and their marketing programs that it's hard to find the time to focus on our own. But I am excited to announce we've just hired a new director of marketing that will begin in mid-December. So we continue to add to our marketing team and the marketing resources that we provide to our investment partners.
Yeah, so they can definitely worth going to the website. The website is Charette VG. As in Venture Group, charettevg.com. And if you want to learn about the competition, there's a black bar across the top of the website. You just click that and it brings you right over to the business plan competition. It talks all about how to register, and that's your registration page. It talks about what the history of the competition is, has the jury information, the full submission process and all the deadlines, and the registration form. And then there's a couple of buttons where you have the competition rules, but also the previous winners. So if you want to go back and see all the previous winners and honorable mentions, they're all on the page here. So check it out. It's Entree Architect. It's charettevg.com, and then click the black bar at the very top of the page.
Yeah.
Todd, so if somebody does want to do this, how do they do it? They go to this page, and then what's the first thing they need to do? And then what are some of the deadlines?
Yeah, so let me make sure I've got all of the deadlines here in front of me. So the registration, as I said, it's just a simple form, first name, last name, and a few questions to answer, and then just hit submit. And of course, we'll put you on our mailing list when you do that. If you ever want to get off the mailing list, all you do is unsubscribe or tell us that you want off the mailing list. But we don't release that information to anybody else. We don't sell our lists or use them in any other way than just promoting a Charette Venture Group in the competition. So you can go and do that online for free up until January 10th. That's when we will close registration. And we do that because we sort of need to move on to the next step and really begin encouraging all of our registrants to work on their executive summary. Executive summaries are due at the end of January on the 31st. And the executive summary is just that. It's an overview of the plan. What's the vision and the mission of your firm? You know, where do you see this thing going? just in a one or two page document.
And that's the first round.
That's the first round. And so we'll send some, after January 10th, we'll send some helpful hints and information to all of our registrants about how to create that executive summary. And again, even if nothing else, you know, you at least get that and spend some time thinking about that topic and working on some type of a statement of where your firm is headed. Again, all those summaries are due by the 31st of January, and then our jurors will go through the executive summaries, and based on the quality of the document and how realistic it is, and what they feel is puts one executive summary above the next, they're going to select a group of semifinalists. And the semifinalists will be announced on February 21st. And then we'll begin giving all the semifinalists helpful tips on how to write a plan, and you know what a business plan really is, and outlines, and all of that stuff. And then the business plans themselves are due by March 14th. And then again, the jurors will go through the plans and announce finalists by March 31st. And then from March 31st to the 15th of April, during that 2-week period, the finalists will present their full plan to the four jurors simultaneously on a video conference call. And then those presentations, at least in my opinion, Mark, with the ones that I've observed, they've all been very helpful dialogues about, you know, the jurors are asking questions about the plans and have you thought of this and have you thought of that? And it's a real good kind of back and forth dialogue regarding the plans. And then the winner is announced on April 25th, and we begin planning for our award reception during the AIA National Convention, which is a partnership with Entree Architect. That's a great event. We had a blast in New York last summer, and I would encourage everybody to get on the invitation list, either through Entree Architect or CVG, and come to the reception and meet our winner.
Yeah, and that business, the video presentations that the finalists present to the jurors, that alone is an award. I mean, that alone, to have that opportunity to present your presentations to a jury like this and get feedback on this, whether you win or not, that is worth going through this process. I mean, to have Art Gensler and Susan Sinazzi and all the rest of us, you know, Matt and myself, to give you feedback on your business plan, what an opportunity.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to mention is that this is an opportunity to sort of take that crazy idea that's in your mind, like Earl's Clever Moderns, and put it together. You know, we all have these ideas behind, you know, in the back of our minds for this, you know, this crazy idea that'll never work. Now's an opportunity to do it, because maybe it does turn into something beyond, you know, an idea. Definitely every traditional architecture firm should be doing this, but to take that idea that's sort of out of the box and develop it, have that opportunity to develop it and then present it to a jury and get feedback on that, really, really valuable.
Yeah. We talk with firms all of the time that are considering some new direction or some new service, or, you know, they're thinking about ways to improve the quality of the business that they're doing. They want to do more than just traditional design. And, you know, half the time when we get into those conversations, we start really asking tough questions about what they're going to invest in that new direction and what do they expect it to provide in return. And a lot of times, you know, it dissuades them from necessarily going down that path, but it's a valuable exercise. We also talk to firms every week that didn't really have those difficult conversations and they went down a path that turned out to be a real loser. So, you know, the planning part and really thinking through the future is so important to a business that, you know, we just think every firm should be doing it.
Yeah, I agree. So charettevg.com, right up at the top, the black bar, click that and it'll give you everything that you need to know. Anything else before we wrap up here, Todd?
No, just to offer to anyone listening that if you're interested in Charette Venture Group or interested in talking with us about your firm and even just getting our feedback, we're always open to it. You can schedule a consultation right on our website. It links to our calendars. And we do 5 to 10 of those meetings a week where we're just really talking about the firm. And then we explain at the end of it, we can explain the way Charette Venture Group works and see if you're interested in working with us.
Yeah, right there on the homepage, you can do that. So charettevg.com gives you everything you need. So Todd, thank you for coming and hanging out with me for a little while, taking some time out to speak with me and to learn a little bit about the architecture business plan for 2019.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
So get over there right now, charettevg.com, and register for the 2019 Charette Venture Group Architecture Business Plan Competition. At the very least, you're going to get some free goodies from them. So go check it out right now. Go to charettevg.com. Go to the top of that page. Click the little black bar at the top and just type in your name, your email address, and register. And then follow through with this thing and build an executive summary for your business plan, which will give you some motivation and some momentum to actually develop your business plan. And whether you do it for this competition or not, this is something that can really transform your business. So go do it. Do it today. And let them know that Entree Architect sent you. I look forward to seeing you as a jurist. Go do it. Entree Architect membership. Do that too. That can transform everything. Every month you're going to get a free expert training webinar, a free expert training webinar by being a member. Then you have access to the entire archive of training sessions, more than 35, coming up on 40, covering topics from everything in business, leadership, and life for small firm architects. They're all tailored to you, the small firm architect. Access to all our business resources, including hybrid proposal. You've heard people talk about the hybrid proposal. That's our proprietary architect-owner agreement, the owner-architect agreement. That's the one that I use for my own firm. I've been using it for more than 20 years, the hybrid proposal. You can buy it separately, but you get it for free when you're a member. Also, foundations documents. Those are the 50 business forms and templates and checklists that, again, I developed for my own firm that I'm sharing with you. You get that as a member at Entree Architect. Access to all our digital courses, including the Get Focused course, my favorite one, the most powerful productivity course for architects. I think it may be the only productivity course for small firm architects ever developed. It's developed for you. It's free inside the membership. And an invitation to join our private Entree Architect member forum powered by Slack. Training, resources, and a private community for small firm architects. That is Entree Architect membership, and you need to be a member. Join hundreds of your fellow entrepreneur architects who are already members, and me, I'm in there too. You can gain instant access today for free for 30 days at entrearchitect.com. Go now, entrearchitect.com, and sign up. Hey, and don't forget, this is episode 248. Go share that with a friend right now. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I encourage you to also be an entrepreneur architect and go build a better business so you can be a better architect. Love, learn, and share what you know. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England is diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.